punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, I just had a visitor in the studio. I know I'm going to mess his name up. I got the first part. Mostava Sama. I hope I said that right. I probably didn't, but you know what I'm talking about. He stopped by and picked up his tickets that he won in the question I had last week. But anyway, he was avid listener of the show, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. And it was a great pleasure to shake your hand finally. So anyway, congratulations on your tickets to see Lady Annabella. Anyway, let's see what the weather's doing on this great day. 79 at Beaver, 77 at the May Ranch, 80 at Watonga, 77 at Arnett, 76 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon. 80 at Hollis, looks like the warm spot in the whole state. Maybe not, but Western Oklahoma's Mangum at 83. What do we got out here in the Panhandle? 76 at Lipscomb, 78 at McLean, 81 at Wellington, and 81 degrees at Odell. Anyway, looks like there was some storms in narrow parts of the state last night, but I seen on social media last night that Blair in that area down there got a good rain, but they also got a good hailstorm. Look like, from what I was seeing, golf ball to baseball size hail in that area. Hope nothing got messed up, but anyway, I'm sure it did. That's big hail. So anyway, got some rain. I think we've got some chances of rain some of the days the rest of the week. But anyway, the day coming up in, this is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. But coming up later in the show, around our third segment, Dana Zook with the OSU Extension Office in Enid. She's going to be on. We got all kinds of things to talk about with her about. She's really cool. Besides Greg Hartman, I got to throw that out there. Dana's one of my favorite people that works for the OSU Extension Office. When she's giving classes or presentations, she's just down to earth, talks loud because I'm hard hearing, and she just explains it to where it's very understandable. So anyway, well, let's see what happened overnight in the ag world. Wheat futures were higher overnight as traders tempered expectations about grain exports from Ukraine and as some investors who had bet on lower prices buy back contracts. Corn and soybean futures were a little changed. A cargo vessel, the Resilient Africa, left the Ukrainian part of Kornomorska. I don't know. Major, if you're out there listening, send me a deal how you pronounce that. But anyway, yesterday, carrying 3,000 metric tons of wheat, another ship is still docked in the port city. Just got an update from somebody here on the show that the cotton between Martha Y and Blair is totally held out. Oh man. Oh, it's what hell's good for. While the vessel movements are a good sign that ag products will again start moving through the Black Sea, it's still uncertain how Russia will react and whether more ships will begin transporting goods. Russia has threatened to attack ships leaving Ukrainian ports. Poland, Hungary have all imposed restrictions on Ukrainian grain in a bid to boost domestic prices for local farmers. Ukrainian officials have appealed to these three countries, asking them to set down for talks on the matter. Speculative investors who were short on the market or bet on lower prices likely bought back contracts and liquidated their positions after losses in the first 2 days of the week. Wheat futures rose overnight 8.5 cents to 592.5 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures gained 7 cents to 738 a bushel. corn for December delivery was up a quarter of a penny to 476 and a half a bushel, and soybean futures for November delivery rose a penny and a quarter to $13.16 a bushel. Soy meal was up 230 to 391.50 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.03 cents to 60.26 a pound. The USDA Economic Research Service narrowly lowered its forecast for U.S. beef output as the agency expects to reduce production in the second half of this year. U.S. beef production in 2023 is forecasted at 26.941 billion pounds, down 40 million pounds from August outlook, the Ag Department said in its report. This is based on a slower expected pace of fed cattle marketing in September that is partially offset by higher expected cow slaughter for the rest of the year. The projection for the 24 production was unchanged month to month at 25.2 billion pounds. Cattle prices for the 23 and 24 are mixed. Fed steer prices are projected to be steady through the end of the year, while feeder steer prices are expected to rise in the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year. Pork production is now seen by the government at 6.4 billion pounds in the third quarter of the year. If realized, this would be down 1.8% from the same time frame last year. Fourth quarter output, however, is forecast to rise 2.3% year over year, according to the ERS. Hog prices in quarter three are projected at $69 per hundredweight amid lackluster hog and pork demand, while quarter four prices will drop 7% year over year to $59 per hundredweight. But Proposition 12 out there in California that's kicking in pretty quick, they want you to make bigger barns. So anyway, doesn't look good. Flood warnings and watches are in effect for counties in southwestern Missouri and northwestern Arkansas, and probably parts of eastern Oklahoma. Up to 4 inches of rain have fallen in parts of southwestern Missouri overnight, and amidst strong thunderstorms, flooding has already started or is expected to begin shortly. Rain is expected across much of Arkansas today and tonight. Widespread severe weather is not expected, but a few storms could produce gusty winds and hail. Some locally heavy rainfall could occur, which will lead to flash flooding. Further north, isolated storms are possible in parts of central and southern Wisconsin. How about that? Anyway, well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. So here you go. Hey, and it's not too late. The weather is going to be gorgeous, it looks like, for the next couple weeks. So, hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer. No matter what your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level, and that's no joke. The majority of Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they developed every animal as if it was going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. Anyway, let's take a break. When I come back, I'll give you an update on the current grain prices, see what's happening with the cattle market, and I got some reports from Northern Oklahoma sale barns already this week, and they're having a pretty good-sized sale at Hobart right now. I think I've seen on Facebook where he's got over 200 two- to six- to eight-year-old bred cows selling. So, anyway, good things happening around here. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, this show can be so fun. Here's your forecast for Lipscomb, Texas. 76 right now. Humidity 64. Dew point 63. The winds are out of the north at 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 28 miles an hour. So far this month, first 20 days of September, 3.80 inches of rain. 8-inch soil temperature, 73 degrees. Anyway, I was laughing because I don't know, you know, there's been some gunfire in Elk City here the last few nights down by the AT&T Tower and the Parker drilling rig, and social media has lit up. Well, anyway, if you get a chance, get on Elk City Rant and Raves, and you gotta read some of that. Just, I'm not gonna reread it on the show today, but check it out. Pretty good stuff. Anyway, so all right, let's see what's happening with the markets. Let me update them here real quick, and there we go. Okay, corn for December, 480, up 3. Today, March is 494, May's 503, Soybeans for November looks like it's up 6 at 1321. January 1337. March is 1348. And then we have soybean meal for October up, looks like 6 at 397.50. And December is 395.10. January is 391.60. Soybean oil for October, 60.99, is down like 77, somewhere in there, 0.07 cents actually. And December is 59.60, down 0.06 cents, and 59.09 for January. Hard red winter wheat, December, up and down, has been for the last couple weeks, 7.27, March is 7.33, May is 7.36. And then we'll see what cotton's doing. Speaking of cotton, I've seen the world famous farmer from Washtenaw County stirring the pot on Facebook right before the show, Mr. JR. He's down there. Looks like he's putting either some wheat or some rye in the ground. He's getting her done. There's some wheat up between Granite and Willow and up around Cheyenne and all around. It looks really good. So you guys are doing a wonderful job. October cotton 85.40, December 87.14, March 87.92, May 88.43. Looks like West Texas Intermediate crude oil is back up. It was in the red before the show, but it's up 30 cents to 91.50 for October, 90.70 for November, and natural gas is down. October's 273 and November's 292 and December's 333. Okay, let's see what cattle are doing. Looks like everything's in the green, including with the hogs. Live cattle for October 186.25, December 190.95, February 195.35, feeder cattle for September 254.50, October 260.55. November 265.67, January feeders 266.77, lean hogs for October 84.45, December 77.70, February 80.47. So if you guys, I got a text message in here on the line. So what they're doing is some wildlife specialists are, there's a bunch of birds, some of them buzzards, whatever you want to call them, and then some other birds, the crackles. They're staying all over the drilling rig down there in the AT&T tower, and they're pooping on it. And pooping out of birds is very corrosive, and plus when the wind's blowing, I think some of the bird poop is landing on some of the houses close to the drilling rig. I don't know about the AT&T tower. I haven't paid that much attention to it, but anyway, they're just scaring them off. They're not shooting them. You're not going to see dead birds laying around there. They're just making them move on, kind of like they did when the geese and the ducks overtook the Elk City Park. So it's not a big deal. Yes, around 5:30, you're going to start hearing some, I think they're flare guns are shooting, not actual guns. So anyway, don't worry about it. They'll be done this week, and you can rest assured that there's not a war going on down there at Madison and 3rd Street. So that's what's happening there. Okay, let me get, oh my gosh, it went away. Bear with me here a second. My market from up north went away. Let me get it. Boom, I'm getting good with this new computer. Okay, wrong one. Here we go. Let's go. That was last week's. Bear with me here a second. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got it. Anyway, looks like for the slaughter cows and bulls in the northern part of Oklahoma, quite a few are being sold compared to last week. Slaughter cows were actually $2 to $5 lower. Slaughter bulls are steady. Demand was moderate. Breaker cows, around 60, 70 head already sold this week in northern Oklahoma, ranging anywhere from big girls, $14.29 to $15.69. Average price range, let me throw that in there, average price range was anywhere from $109 per hundredweight to $120. and high end on the breaker cows was $122 per 100. Boner cows, quite a few of those, ranging anywhere from the average weight was $1,185 to $1,291, with price being $104.79 all the way up to $113.86. On lean cows, about 100 head of those have been sold so far, and weights were anywhere from $935 to $1,254. Average price, $85 per 100 weight, all the way up to $108.17. Bulls, quite a few of the bulls were sold, ranging anywhere from average weight was 1,852 to 2,001 pounds, and average price, $115.63 all the way up to $130.15, with the high selling bull at $132.50 per 100 weight. Bred cows, medium and large number ones, 2 to 4 year olds, were bringing up to $21.50. 5 year olds were bringing up to 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to $15.50 per head. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 pound or less calves on them, the 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to $21.50, and a couple young ones, 2 to 4 year olds, were bringing $22.75. But check this out, 8 year olds or older than 8 year olds was bringing $18.50. So cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them, 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to $2,500 even, and there was some, must have been pretty nice ones, 5 to 8 year olds brought $2,550. So anyway, they're still up there. Hope you guys enjoyed having Brandon on yesterday. We're going to try to contact him every Tuesday for one segment, just to see what's hot and what's not, and what not to do and what to do coming up. I know how big Brandon is. He would really like for your calves to be weaned, but you know, not everybody's got weaning facilities, so we got that going on. Well, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break, and when I come back, I'll have Miss Dana Zook on from the OSU Extension Office in Enid, Oklahoma, out of Garfield County. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 15th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,565 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 396 brought 320. 4 at 471 brought 307.50. 11 at 515 brought 288. 7 at 646 brought 253. 8 at 696 brought 246. 19 at 805 brought 243. 3 at 963 brought 218. 5 head of heifers at 466 brought 267.50. 6 at 507 brought 254. 8 at 516 brought 246. 10 at 586, brought 242, 8 at 646, brought 241, 4 at 783, brought 228, 12 at 890, brought 206. Butcher cows were 16 to 130, butcher bulls brought 102 to 135, bred cows were 1100 to 1960, pairs brought 1300 to 1900. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. Ticket signed. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-06.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from that Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour break. I picked Alva. 80 degrees there. Feels like 80. Dew point 66. The humidity 63. 10-mile, the wind is at southeast, 10 miles an hour. 10-day, no rain in the last 24 hours. 10-day rain total, 4.64 inches. They're looking good up there. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 71 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. How about that? Sunset is 7:37 tonight, and mostly sunny, 84 today. And then tomorrow, 30% chance of thunderstorms and 86 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now from the OSU Extension Office in Enid, Oklahoma, is the world-famous Dana Zook. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. More than glad. Been wanting you on the show for a year now. I got you on here, so we're going to have some fun now. So,
okay.
Anyway, not everybody knows who Zana is, or Dana is. Can you please tell everybody who you are?
Yes, absolutely. I'm Dana Zook. I'm an area livestock specialist with Oklahoma Cooperative Extension. Basically, that's a fancy term for just helping all of our ag educators in Northwest Oklahoma with all kinds of livestock questions, nutrition, management, all the things. So there's not a day goes by that I don't have several different species I deal with, from chickens to cows and goats. So we just kind of do it all here at Extension, and so that's what I do on a day-to-day basis. I live in Kingfisher, Oklahoma with my family.
All right, and then let's see, you went to school at Nebraska and then you came down to OSU and you got your master's, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. My original alma mater is the University of Nebraska, for sure.
Right, and so anyway, well, cool. And then you guys got family, and if I remember reading, is your husband a rancher and farmer too? Is that right?
Well, he isn't. He is a rural land appraiser with Western Farm Credit, Credit Western Oklahoma.
I knew he had something to do with ag. I read that yesterday. My memory's a little short there on that deal there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, you got a big event coming up in Beaver, and it is super important for women in ag.
Right, yes. So we have it's called the Panhandle Cattle Women's College. This is a all-inclusive two-day event designed for women in the beef industry. We just decided to focus on that. It is in Beaver, Oklahoma on October 4th and 5th, two full days. We have 50 spots available, not at this point. We've got some filled up, but we are working on getting those registrations taken in. But this is a really cool event for our women in rural Oklahoma. I know a lot of things happen in the city and that sort of thing, but we really wanted something for women, working ranch women, farm women in rural Oklahoma.
Yeah, my question yesterday was on the show, who's more important during harvest time, the farmer or the wife? So, yeah.
Well, that's a hard thing to answer, depending on
your opinion. I got some answers. But you know what? There's a lot of women that are actually the farmer or the rancher. It's not just the housewife deal anymore. The last 20 years, there's a lot of great women out here farming and ranching, and they're the head honcho, and they're doing very well.
Yeah, I would say probably this industry, you know, it's always been a partnership between, you
right.
know, husband and wife, but I think it's even more essential. You know, many, many ranching families also have jobs outside of the operation, and so it's really important. And, you know, this gives an opportunity for women that maybe don't get, like, maybe the hands-on stuff as much. Sometimes the guys aren't great at explaining to us what to do.
Are you talking about when working cattle?
Yeah, when working cattle or you know, the risk management side, several different things that we'll cover. And so we have several different sections that we'll cover in those 2 days that really address some of maybe help fill in the gaps of things maybe that might be lacking on the operation.
Well, your topics on the sheet include native grass stocking, wildlife management, farm-to-fork beef production, EBDs for beginners, Cabin 101, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, start off that first day, and we're going to do some native grass stocking work out at a beaver wildlife management area, and we'll actually take clippings and talk about some native plants and that sort of thing with our specialist, Dr. Laura Goodman, from Oklahoma State, and then we'll move into the move to the sale barn that afternoon and do several hands-on, tangible-type practices. Just give the attendees some skills to take home. So we'll do tail bleeding, and we'll have a heifer replacement discussion. I'll actually do some body condition scoring, and we'll talk manure scoring. And we'll divide up into small groups, and that'll give some really good one-on-one.
Okay, tell our listeners out there about manure scoring.
So manure scoring is one of my, you know, it sounds like a kind of a crappy topic, to be honest.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, but it's really essential to understanding beef nutrition. So if you decide you don't want a hay test or you have a ration that you don't really know exactly, you know, the protein level or the energy level, you can tell a lot about how the cow is digesting and taking that nutrition in by looking at the manure pile. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, when you're in, when you're not out in the pasture, it's a little bit different, but there's a, you know, different heights of manure paths explain how much protein and how much energy is in that ration.
Right. Yeah, that's because I turned my landlord's cows in on my corn patch that I didn't harvest this year. And it had some, they call it Colorado grass around here. It's actually Texas millet. And it was mixed in with the corn. And then there was corn on the stalk somewhat. Anyway, he asked me, he said, how high is that manure pile? I said, about 2 inches, and it's got a lot of corn in it. He said, perfect. And that was over over the phone.
Yeah. It's a fun topic. It's not really crazy science or anything, but it is a fun thing to kind of talk about. It's your eyes on the ground to see what those cows are taking in.
Well, what's the wildlife management going to be about?
So the wildlife management, I think it is going to be focused mostly on, you know, how do we preserve our wildlife in our native grass pastures while also, you know, utilizing those for our cattle. And so there's going to be a good discussion with some individuals that come from the wildlife department talking about, you know, just native grass wildlife management. And that is not necessarily my specialty, but it has been on several of our schedules over the last couple of years. And people just really like to learn more about that because I think every cattle rancher, cattle producer, is concerned about that. I mean, but it's hard to know exactly what management practices really help or are detriment to our wildlife, our quail and that sort of thing.
Yeah, because quail and pheasants and all that go really mm-hmm. good with native grass pastures. They don't do so well
right.
in Bermuda grass and Great Plains.
Right.
And then that's very important, and I think the message is getting out there, hopefully. And then what's mm-hmm. The next deal, farm-to-fork beef production. What's that all about?
So we have a section the first evening that we felt would be important because of, you know, the increased popularity with marketing your homegrown beef. We've all done that for, you know, decades on our operation. We've eaten our own beef, but the consumer, kind of new to the consumer to go to a producer directly and buy beef. So what we're going to do for the ladies is basically we have a local producer who has done this very well, and so he's going to provide kind of his insight into how he got into this process. Dr. Courtney Burr is going to go over some Oklahoma rules and regulations for custom processing and labeling beef, and then we have Miss Arlene James from Texas County is going to do a cooking demo of some underutilized cuts of beef. I think the flat iron is on the schedule.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty good. Well, what have you noticed, especially since our COVID days? What have mm-hmm. you noticed? Is there more and more people buying beef from local producers and getting it processed locally?
Absolutely. I think that's really popular. I think people have really started to like to, you know, locally raise products. That's one big thing. And then understanding, you know, working with the producer and understanding how that beef was raised, I think that they really like that. It's really gotten better since the initial, you know, right at COVID, because there was such a backlog for our custom processors. I think things have gotten better. There's a few more processors out there, and so there's more of that beef available. And I think our smaller producers are really more knowledgeable on how to get that beef labeled and the way to sell it and that sort of thing. So I think it's just a great topic. We have constant questions on that in our extension offices, and so we've kind of set the stage there for getting people some information about our rules and regulations here in the state.
Yeah, and they can, I know Texas A&M AgriLife, they put out a legal email every week, and the mm-hmm. first things on there, the do's and don'ts about, you know, selling beef off the ranch, you know, because a lot of people don't understand. Like, I sell some, and, you know, they say, well, we just want to buy it all by the pound process. I said, I can't do that unless I have that license. I got to sell it to you.
Yes.
I got to sell that calf to you. You go get it butchered. So.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and it all goes down to just food safety. Like,
right.
That's what people need to understand. We don't do it because we don't want to. It's just there are regulations there to keep people safe, keep our beef frozen when it's supposed to be, and that sort of thing. So. It's not as complicated when people get into it as it kind of appears initially, but
right.
Yeah.
And there are producers out there that have licenses, do sell it by the, you know, by the pound, already processed
right.
and stuff, but there's not that mm-hmm. many. But anyway, there. And then I noticed I did a little short subject last week on the Angus certified Angus board is actually, they're going to start certifying some of the beef coming from local producers, because, you know,
because that
CBA deals, you know, when you go into a restaurant, certified Angus beef, that's, you know, that's got everybody. They did a great job marketing that. That's all I can
right
say.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, when you see that, you know, it's high quality.
It's yeah. top of the line. Well, if you got a little extra time, can I take a break here, and when we come back, we'll finish up with that, tell everybody where it's at and what time
okay.
it's going to be, and then you got a couple other things you want to let everybody know about.
Perfect.
All right, be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Summer isn't over, and Cummins in Weatherford is sizzling with scorching savings on all new 2023 Chevrolets. And right now, you can save on your favorite new 2023 Silverado, Silverado 2500, and 3500s. And don't miss the new 2023 Tahoes. They are hot, hot, hot. Go to Cummins in Weatherford for the best sales experts, great service, hassle-free financing. It's time to get your sizzle on. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsBPG.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, 60 trucks ready to go. 60 trucks that'll haul loads wherever and whenever you need them to go. Tanker, pneumatic, flatbeds, belly dumps, and end dumps. Canyon's got the trucks to haul it. A dozen roustabout crews ready to build it or clean it up. A dozen crews that'll build a complete facility on location or clean up a location. They don't mind getting their hands dirty to get the job done. These guys still believe in work. And for drillers and frac crews with dual fuel capability, Canyon's got a way to cut your costs and make your life easier. They've got trailer-mounted natural gas conditioning units. Out on location, these things will turn the gas that you're already handling into fuel to use on site. 60 trucks to haul your load, a dozen roustabout crews, and mobile gas conditioning to save you money. You'll be glad you contacted them. Their website, CanyonOilField.com. CanyonOilField.com. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to from that Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour break. Ag weather coming to you live from the Hobart Farm and Garden Ranch Supply there in Hobart, Oklahoma. I'm pick Medicine Park, 83 degrees. It feels like 85. Dew point 65, humidity is 55. Winds out of the southwest at 3 miles an hour. 0.06 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. So far in the last 10 days, 1.51 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76. Fractional water, 0.1. Sunset at 7:36 tonight. Today, 92 degrees. Tomorrow, 86 with a 50% chance of rain. Well, on the phone with me right now from Enid is Dana Zook, and she's a livestock specialist based right there in Enid, Oklahoma, for the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service there. Thanks for coming on the show with me today.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
I appreciate it. And then you guys got a lot going on at this Panhandle College Cattlemen's Cattle Women's College. And anyway, yeah. I'm tongue-tied there. It's coming up October 4th and 5th at the Beaver County Fairgrounds, correct?
Yes, October 4th and 5th, Beaver County Fairgrounds. We're going to cover a variety of different topics. So all focused, really, focused for women in agriculture, farming, ranching women. And we kind of covered the earlier segment on the first day, but we've got risk management and animal health we cover on the second day. So we've got a full schedule.
Okay, and then that, and how's the best way for them to get registered? Harper County OSU Extension is the host.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So we, our registration is $75. That includes three meals throughout those 2 days. We would like you to make up checks payable to Harper County OSU Extension. If you want the information, if they want the information, Jimmy, they can email me and I can send them whatever they need, if that would be the easiest.
Okay. What's your email?
Yes. My email is Dana, D-A-N-A, dot Z-O-O-K, at okstate.edu.
Well,
again,
get,
all of our...
Yeah, don't get what, any easier than that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And all of our county extension offices have information on this as well. So if you call your county extension office, they can direct you to whatever you need.
Yeah, because there's only 50 spots available. So get on it, and it looks like a great time. I mean, where else are you going to go eat three meals for $75? So
right. We have, and I don't want to forget the sponsorship. There's a reason we can do that for $75. We have great sponsors out in Northwest Oklahoma, sponsored by Shelf Insurance, Elanco Animal Health, the Oklahoma Beef Council, Farm Credit Western Oklahoma, and a lot of smaller sponsors in the Beaver Buffalo area.
Right, and yeah, and what a better place, you know. If you said you guys are going to go one day, going to have some small classes at the auction there, livestock auction there at Beaver, so that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, they're going to host us. We really appreciate them hosting us there. It's a great new, I guess I wouldn't say a new facility, but they really have remodeled in the last couple of years. It's a good facility.
Yeah, there's some guys from down here in Beckham and Greer County have taken some cattle up there and you know, really liked the results they had. So it must be going pretty good up there.
Yeah.
Well, you were down here, I don't know, it's been 3 or 4 months ago, helping put on a class here at the Votech Center in Elk City. And yes. Don't worry, it won't be too bad. But you were talking about, and that time's going to be coming here in the next couple months. You were talking about grazing alfalfa, and I love what you said about it. Could you briefly go over what not to do and what to do if you're going to graze alfalfa?
Okay, so grazing alfalfa is kind of you just got to use some caution. It's okay to graze it while it's dormant. I mean, that's the best time, really. You don't have a lot of really highly digestible fibers going on there, so we have decreased bloat when you're grazing it while it's, you know, dormant. If things go dormant here, Jimmy, very often, it doesn't seem like it as long, but
right.
In the wintertime. But it's probably not best to graze, you know, like lush growing alfalfa. Right now is not the best time, but maybe over the winter time, if you need, you know, a protein pasture that you need to put bulls on or something, you can do that when it's dormant. And as long as it's not muddy, we don't want to damage that stand by any means.
Right.
And you want that to be able, because it is a hay crop, so.
Yeah, I noticed some guys, they turn their cattle, let's put it that way, out on the alfalfa for 4 to 6 hours during the day, and then they'll pull them off and just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, good
them.
Protein supplement.
Yeah, so they get thin in there. But anyway, that was pretty good. So what else is going on with the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Office? What else you guys got going?
So we do have another event coming up next week, again in Beaver. We got two events in Beaver, but this is just a smaller meeting, but it's focused on invasive species. So you can think of our number one invasive species, in my opinion, as a cedar tree.
Right.
For sure. And so we're just having a small field day to talk about the tamarack or salt cedar that is an issue kind of in that Beaver River area. There is some current legislation and an interim study, if your listeners have heard about that. I'm not going to get into that, but through Oklahoma legislation, there's been some funding for control of the salt cedar and several other cedar species. And so we're just going to talk about that. We're going to talk about sagebrush and yucca and issues that potentially could be emerging, and just work with that Beaver Wildlife Management Area to kind of show what they've been doing to help control that salt cedar.
Yeah, there's they got them. They got them bad up there.
Right, they sure do. There really is some effective methods of control. So they wanted to highlight that, and that's at the Beaver County Fairgrounds on Wednesday, September 27th. So that's next week.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, 10 to 3. Brush Bullet is a brand of chemical for cedar trees, and they are sponsoring lunch. And we'll have a little information on that particular product there. But just a small meeting that's really focused on that specific area. But it should be some information, interesting information.
So is the Brush Bullet, is it ready to be used yet?
It's approved by the EPA. It's kind of a from what I see, it's basically a ability to put it in a paintball gun or several different application methods.
Yes.
Similar to some chemistries that we've used in the past for some of those controls, but it's just another tool in our toolbox. And so highlighting that chemical there.
Well, they last spring, I met the guys that actually developed that over in Canadian, Texas. And the USDA had approved it, but the EPA hadn't. And then they wasn't in full manufacturing mode yet. And I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not.
It's interesting, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think there might be a few things that they're still working on as far as, like, applying it, but I think that the chemical itself is ready to go.
Yeah, they had different ways. Four-wheelers, rangers, pickups, helicopter. The helicopter got my attention. That would be fun. But I think it would get old after a while. Did I get that tree or did I not?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, you know, it looks fun, right?
Yeah, it looks fun anyway. Yeah, because I just come back from down south in Greer County, and the Oklahoma Ag Department was flying the helicopter for hog control earlier this morning. I want to get in there so bad, but it ain't happening.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at that meeting, we'll also have some continuing education credits for pesticide applicators, 2 credits available.
Oh, okay.
So if people wanted to come, they could get a couple credits. We know that that's the thing everybody wants these next 6 months. So
yeah, because things kick into high gear in about 6 months.
Right.
Better have it ready. Well, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Dana, thank you so much for being on the show today. And if anybody's got any questions, tell us your email again.
Yeah, you can contact me. My email is dana.zook@okstate.edu. And you can contact any of your county extension offices for more details on the events I've talked about today.
Yeah, and the main one is the Panhandle Cattle Women's College coming up October 4th and 5th at the Beaver County Fairgrounds in Beaver, Oklahoma. And that's a major one because they got a lot of good things going on. It's 2-day, and it's a month before quail season opens, so get that out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. See you later. All right. Awesome. Anyway, got that coming up. Let's see what else we got here. All right. I didn't get to finish yesterday with the hay bales because I get sidetracked really easy. But also, while I remember, tomorrow I'm going to have a great show about chickens. How much food do chickens need to eat? Can a chicken overheat? Can you starve a chicken to death? And what age, why age matters when going without food being a chicken? So tomorrow's going to be Chicken Day on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How's that? Anyway, here's the thing about don't be way off by not weighing round bales. A lot of guys I hear horror stories of guys buying a couple truckloads of hay, and they just estimated that the bales weighed 1,100 or 1,400 pounds, and they buy it by the bale. They get it home, they unload it. The tractor doesn't even grunt when you're unloading it. So here's a good way. Always weigh your hay. Sell it by the ton. You can sell it by the bale if you want to, but at least know what it weighs. But sell it by the ton, and both parties can't gripe at each other, because there it is. It's by the ton. To juice up the field day agenda, I was attending the organizers planned a round bale guessing game contest. One bale looked pretty normal, while the other was slumping worse than the Oakland Athletics. Anyway, they weren't, the guessing game was not even close. Most time he was a couple of 200, 300 pounds off on the guessing game. So anyway, I'll probably cover this some more later on in the week. But if you sell it by the ton, nobody gets messed around. All right, well, then my music's playing today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless. Have a great day. Dream.